Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com. We're in the book of Revelation. We're now on verse 12 of chapter 13. The title of this study is The Second Beast Coming Up Out of the Earth Exercises Satan's Authority and Causes the Church to Worship the First Beast. What I will do is read verse 12 first of all. We'll go into a short introduction. Then we'll look at verse 12 in more detail and end our study with a conclusion. I highly recommend as we go through these studies that before you actually listen to the study that you meditate upon the verse or verses that we're studying in any given day, and that will better prepare you for the study as you listen. Well, let me begin by reading verse 12. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. In today's short study, we will look, as I said, into Revelation chapter 13, verse 12, and answer the questions. What is all this power of the first beast that the second beast exercises before or in the sight of it? And what does it mean that this second beast causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast? Further, what exactly do the first and second beasts represent in Revelation chapter 13? Lord, once again we come before you to plead for the illumination by your Spirit into the deeper spiritual truths of Revelation chapter 13. And today, especially verse 12, that might help us to better understand the great tribulation period that has resulted in where we are at today. Through Jesus Christ, we pray, Amen. Okay, let me read verse 12 once again, and then we'll look into it in a little more detail. It reads, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Let's begin by looking at the first sentence in this verse. That sentence reads, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him. For reasons mentioned in our previous study of Revelation 13:10 that you can click on and then scroll down to page 2 and begin reading paragraph 2, the beast is not a he, but an it. Therefore, our verse is better translated, and it exercises all the power of the first beast before it. Then, because the verb exercises is in the present tense of the indicative mood of the Greek, the action of this verb is continuous or ongoing. And you can click on present tense to see that. And we can show this by translating our verse like this. And it is continuously exercising all the power of the first beast before it. Now, what is this power that the second beast is continuously exercising in the sight of the first beast? Remember what we read in Revelation 13:2 about the first beast? It reads, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and its feet were as the feet of a bear, and its mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave it his power and its seat and great authority. The word here translated as authority in the sentence, "and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority," is the same Greek word translated as power in our verse of study today, which reads, "And it is continuously exercising all the power of the first beast before it." Therefore, to make things more transparent when comparing verse 12 to verse 2 of Revelation chapter 13, we will translate our verse of study, that is verse 12, like this: "And it is continuously exercising all the authority of the first beast before it." And now, since we are told that the second beast is continuously exercising all the authority of the first beast, and in verse 2, we were told that the first beast got its great authority from the dragon, who we know to be Satan himself, therefore we know that this second beast has that same great authority that was given to the first beast by Satan, the dragon. So, what is this authority that can also be translated as power that the second beast is continuously exercising before or in the sight of the first beast? Why, it is the authority of Satan himself. It is that same authority or power whereby the first beast was able to take over the whole corporate Christian church beginning on May 21, 1988 and being completed by September 7 of 1994 of the Great Tribulation to bring God's judgment against it. It is that same authority or power of the first beast to blaspheme God and his tabernacle and those that dwell in heaven. It is the same authority or power of the first beast to overcome the saints, that is the elect, in the church by spiritually killing or silencing them during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. It is that same authority or power of the first beast to speak great things from the Holy Scriptures as if it were God himself, and thereby blaspheme God's name for the 42-month period, which 42 months is symbolic of the entire Great Tribulation period. It is that same great authority or power to cause the whole corporate church, that is every Christian church worldwide, to worship the beast without them even knowing it. Indeed, the second beast has the same great authority or power as the first beast because it really is one and the same as the first beast. God pictures the Great Tribulation period by two separate beasts to make it clear that the one and the same beast, which these two beasts portray, has everything to do with the church. For the number two symbolizes the church. And you can click on Bible number two to see that. The first beast is said to come up out of the sea, which symbolizes the unsaved people. And you can click on Revelation 13:1 and then scroll to page 3 and begin reading at paragraph 2 to see that. And the second beast is said to come up out of the earth, which symbolizes the church or the people in the church, to teach us that this one beast, symbolized by the picture of two beasts, comes up or works through the unsaved people, symbolized by the sea, who are in the church, symbolized by the earth. And you can click on Revelation 13:11, scroll down to the last paragraph on the first page, and begin reading about that. Now, the next thing we read in our verse says that this beast causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And since this beast is really one and the same as the first beast for reasons already stated, and we had already learned that the term the earth spiritually symbolizes the corporate church, that is all the Christian churches worldwide, we can say that this beast causes the earth, that is the corporate church, and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. That is the one beast bringing God's judgment upon the church, which the first and second beasts both represent, whose deadly wound was healed. So, whereas we learned that the whole Christian corporate church, that is all the Christian churches and people therein worldwide, were worshiping the beast during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, according to Revelation 13, verse 8, which reads, "And all that dwell upon the earth, that is all that dwell in the corporate church, shall worship it," that is the beast, "whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." And all the Christian churches worldwide were also worshiping the dragon, that is Satan, of course, because Satan is that major part of the beast which rules over it, as we read in Revelation 13:4. "And they worshiped the dragon," that is Satan, "which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with it?" But now here in Revelation 13, verse 12 of today's study, we are given the reason why the whole corporate church, that is all the people in the Christian churches worldwide, were worshiping the beast and therefore Satan during the Great Tribulation. It was because the beast itself, as our verse in study declares, causes the earth, that is the whole corporate church, and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, that is to worship the one church beast, bringing God's judgment upon the church, which both the first and second beasts both portray. We then can say it was the one church beast itself which both the first and second beasts picture that caused itself to be being worshipped by all the peoples in the Christian churches worldwide from the end of the church age and the beginning of the Great Tribulation on May 21, 1988, to the end of the Great Tribulation and the beginning of Judgment Day on May 21, 2011, and even to this day. And remember, in the church, the one church beast consists of Satan, his fallen angels or demons, and his counterfeit Christians. Thus, these three are the ones that worked together by the great authority or power given to them by Satan, the dragon, to cause the peoples in all the Christian churches worldwide, that is the whole corporate church, to be worshiping the one church beast, namely the devil or Satan himself, as it came up or worked by its demons and through its counterfeit Christians in the church during the Great Tribulation and even to today. For although Satan was spiritually dethroned at the end of the Great Tribulation and beginning of Judgment Day on May 21, 2011, God continues to use the beast to spiritually and utterly destroy the whole corporate church, That is all the peoples in the Christian churches worldwide, by use of the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, who, like the one church beast, has two horns like a lamb. That is, it comes with great strength or power in the church, as if it were Christ himself, and speaks as a dragon. That is, it speaks as Satan, because it is Satan speaking through and using his counterfeit Christians, for God's judgment still rests upon the whole corporate church, as well as the whole world, ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, to bring an end to eternal life and salvation for anyone not already granted eternal life and salvation through Jesus Christ. Now, the last thing verse 12 of Revelation 13 says is the first beast that the second beast causes the earth, that is the corporate church, and them which dwell therein to worship, had a deadly wound that was healed. Or we could say the deadly wound of the one church beast in Revelation chapter 13, being pictured by both the first and second beasts, was healed. We had already learned that this meant in verse, what this meant, that is, in verse 3 of Revelation chapter 13, which says, "And I saw one of its heads as it," that is the beast, "were wounded to death, and its deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast." That word "world," by the way, is the same word for earth. So it would have been better translated, "and all the earth wondered after the beast," to refer to the whole corporate Christian church wondered after the beast. Remember, we had already learned from this verse that the deadly wound to the beast's head refers to how Satan's authority or power was damaged unto death at the cross when Satan was cast out of heaven to the earth and so spiritually bound in the pit for a symbolic 1,000 years, that is, for the completeness of years from the cross to the beginning of the Great Tribulation on May 21, 1988, when Satan was loosed from the pit, so that Satan had far less authority or power to keep the gospel from going out to the whole world after the cross than it had before the cross, when Satan could freely roam in heaven and on earth to keep the gospel from going out to the whole world. And we did learn some about that in Revelation 13:3 that you can click on to refresh your memory. This is why the gospel was able to begin to spread to the whole world at Pentecost, immediately after the cross in 33 AD, when the Holy Spirit was poured out as described beginning in the book of Acts chapter 1, and multitudes of people began to be eternally saved in the world. And this gospel age or day of salvation that began on Pentecost of 33 AD continued until Satan was loosed from the pit at the end of the symbolic 1,000-year period on May 21, 1988, to bring an end to the church age and to begin judgment and the great tribulation against God's own church, that is, all the Christian churches worldwide, as the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin, son of perdition, abomination of desolation, Satan himself, to work with the help of his demons through his counterfeit Christians, who are all a part, or we might say extension, of the beast, to rule over and spiritually destroy all the Christian churches worldwide. So, it appeared that Satan, that his deadly wound at the cross had been healed on May 21, 1988, because its great authority or power seemed to have been restored to like it was before the cross. Of course, God is the one who temporarily healed the devil to use it as his instrument of judgment both against the church and the world. But on the last day of Judgment Day, in which we now find ourselves, the death blow to Satan at the cross will still be fully realized when Satan is destroyed forever due to its deadly wound first received at the cross that was then healed for a short season or hour to bring judgment against God's church during the Great Tribulation, and that will then be restored again on the last day to pay the eternal consequences of death for having received the death wound at the cross. Well, in conclusion, we learned that the second beast, which came up out of the earth, that is out of the church or people in the church, during the Great Tribulation, described in Revelation chapter 13, verse 12, continuously exercised all the power or authority of the first beast that came up out of the sea, that is, out of unsaved people, during the Great Tribulation. And since it was the dragon, that is, Satan, who gave the first beast its power or authority, according to verse 3 of Revelation chapter 13, this is the exact same power or authority that the second beast that came up out of the earth was continuously exercising. Because remember, Revelation 13:12 says that the second beast was exercising all the power or authority of the first beast. So what was the authority or power that the second beast was exercising? Why it was the great authority or power of the dragon, Satan, itself, after the beast had been healed of its death wound on May 21, 1988, to once again have great authority and power like it had before the time of the cross, when it was able to keep the gospel and eternal life and salvation from spreading throughout the whole world. Indeed, such great authority or power made it possible for Satan to take over all the Christian churches worldwide and rule over and through them as the counterfeit Christ, the true Antichrist, Satan itself, who is the ruling part or head of Satan's kingdom, the beast, along with Satan's fallen angels and counterfeit Christians, who are all a part of Satan's kingdom, that is the beast. The beast, then, in the church during the Great Tribulation, is Satan's kingdom, consisting of the counterfeit Christ, who is the Antichrist and Satan, its demons, and its counterfeit Christians. And both the first and the second beast portray this one and the same beast that brings God's judgment against his own church during the Great Tribulation. For judgment had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. We then also discovered in verse 12 of Revelation 13, during the Great Tribulation, that the second beast, with its great authority and power, continuously caused the earth, that is the church, and those in it, that is the church as well, to be worshiping the first beast, which is really one and the same as the second beast. For God is just using the picture of two different beasts in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation to represent the one church beast, that brings God's judgment against the church, that is against all the Christian churches worldwide, and against all them that dwell therein. Thus, whereas we learn that the whole church, that is everyone who attended a church, worshipped the one church beast, symbolized by the first beast, during the Great Tribulation, in verse 8 that you can click on to refresh your memory, in verse 12 of today's study, we learned that it was the great authority or power of the one church beast, symbolized by the second beast as well, that was also continuously causing the earth, that is the church, and those who dwell in it, that is everyone who attended a church, to be worshiping the one church beast, once again symbolized by the first beast, who the second beast made them to worship during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to when Judgment Day, which consists of many days, began on May 21, 2011. Therefore, the whole corporate church, all those in the Christian churches worldwide, worship the one church beast, because that same one church beast continuously made them to do so, whose deadly wound was healed, which is what made it possible for that same one church beast to have the authority or power to not only make everyone in the churches worldwide worship it, but to also spiritually destroy all the Christian churches worldwide during the Great Tribulation. And that destruction continues because God's judgment still rests upon the church even to this day. Now, until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.